Couple of updates. Yesterday, or a couple of days ago, we heard about the this came in after we were talking about college students, those high school girls who are doing rejection cakes. We've played this audio a couple of times of girls who have been rejected from the colleges that they wanted to go to, and they're going viral on TikTok because they make a cake and they stick a flag in for every school they were rejected from. Sharon was the one that got most headlines because she was rejected from 8 schools.
Hi, I'm Mary.
Hi, I'm Riley.
We got rejected from BC.
Hi, my name is Sharon and I got rejected from Yale.
Hi, I'm Lucy and I got rejected from Holy Cross.
Hi, my name is Sharon and I got rejected from the University of Southern California.
Hi, I'm Cece.
I'm Isabel.
I'm Sharon.
And we got rejected from the University of Virginia.
Now, this goes on for some time. Now, we had a caller say, have you heard of bed parties, which I had not. It's when the student is accepted to their school of choice and their parents surprise them by redecorating the bed and parts of the bedroom all in Miami Hurricane gear, all in Georgetown Hoya stuff. You know, you come home from school and your bedroom is just decked out.
I have seen end result photos on social media.
Me too. Now I've seen. So just today they did a piece on television about this. And one woman said some parents are spending as much as $20,000 to repaint and redo the entire bedroom to surprise their children. And they only have a few hours to do it. The kids go off to school and they move in the crew.
We need the school color stat.
To do everything. You know, they've been accepted to Harvard. So it's the Harvard Crimson is all over their bedroom. $20,000 to do this. I'll tell you. We'll take something and just do it and do it to death. Love doing that, you know, going over and over things like that.
I mean, that has to be a wealthy person.
You think?
I mean, unbelievably.
But
yes.
That can't be. I mean, there's got to be few and far between on that.
Absolutely.
I mean, you can just get a sweatshirt and some throw pillows. That doesn't.
Yeah.
I mean, how many people are spending 20 grand? Come on.
The 1%. Yeah. They were talking to.
I mean, that's above Kelly's pay grade.
Yeah, good
you
point.
Think I'm spending 20. It was just last month I was giving you tips on how to save money. Remember my rule that if you bought it and you would sell it back a week later,
you shouldn't
buy. Yeah. I just saw I saw another great one on that. By the way, it's called the 1% rule. See if you like this, Biggie. If you are purchasing something that is more than 1% the cost of your annual income, you should think long and hard about it. For instance, if you make $50,000 a year, that means anything over $500, you need to take a breath and think about. Even for a day, you should think about
it. Yeah.
So that made sense to me.
Yeah.
You should step back and wait. So $20,000 on a bed party, no thanks.
Yeah.
My daughter.
I bet you move in some circles with people who've done it.
Not that.
No, I don't think you do.
Well, I don't know if they've done it. They may have done similar. This is a brand new phenomenon. I mean, this has just started within the last year, these bed parties. But I wonder if my daughter, are we going to wind up doing that for her? I could see it. See, when my son went to college just 2 years ago, I didn't hear of it until 2 days ago, this bed party thing. But I Googled it, and now companies will say, $350 for a bed party, and they have all the things
you need. We'll do it for you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They'll do it for you. So it's like, you know.
Yeah, in 2 years' time with your daughter, I could see a bed party.
I could too. I'll bet you, you just Google it, and Amazon says, we'll send you all these things
for
$500. It's a bed party kit that you make up.
Heck, the colleges might start selling it.
Mm-hmm. They may start selling it themselves and making money on it. I could see that too. I'll tell you something else about, this is, so me, I've told you this before. I watched that Bill Belichick interview as it aired on CBS Sunday Morning live. And when I saw it, this is how I perceive things. The girlfriend cut him off there at that one point. You know, the reporter said, how'd you two meet? And she goes, we're not going there. You know, we're not answering that question. And when it was done, I thought, well, that was a little bit of a weird interview, and just flipped the channel. I never thought that would come up again. Now it's all anybody talks about is that Bill Belichick interview.
Yeah, because there's nothing else football-wise to talk about.
I guess that's right, because the draft's over, and the Shedeur Sanders thing has finally gone away.
It's coming to a close.
And I just didn't think that would hang around and resonate the way it did. I thought, well, that was a little bit weird that she butted her nose into it like that. But other than that, I thought, well, it's typical Bill Belichick, kind of awkward. Yeah. You know, he wouldn't answer many questions. The whole book is about philosophies on winning and football. It's not about his relationship or anything like that. And now he's firing back at CBS saying the way it was edited together makes it look worse than it was.
Well, each of the parties apparently has released a statement. You know, apparently Jordan has said, you know, this is such and such and such and such. Yeah. Belichick said they selectively edited the interview. CBS said, no, we didn't.
Yeah.
And, you know, we didn't have any parameters going in. Yeah. Blah, blah. So every party has now said, I could justify their take.
You know, it's interesting to me that Bill Belichick, always as a head coach, seemed like he micromanaged. He was very into, he was in charge. You know, he was the GM for the Patriots. He picked the players. He coached the players. It all ran through him. So isn't it odd that now he's being totally handled, if you believe it, by this 24-year-old girl who is just sitting off to the side? I mean, wouldn't Bill Belichick normally run that interview, you know, and answer the questions he wants to answer? It's like he's changed since he's been.
And I think that's the whole thing, is people are saying she has changed him.
Yeah.
And, you know, at first it was, oh, she's changed him for the better. Look, he's lighthearted, Bill.
Yeah.
And look how quickly that's turned.
Yeah.
That's now turned to.
It's a hostage situation.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And many people are saying to Bill, blink if you need help.
Yeah. This is elder abuse.
Yeah. And it was, and that interview was like the point where everybody started to say that, and as I watched, I was like, okay, that was weird, and moved on. I did not.
Yeah.
It never crosses my mind.
What's is it because that's so close to your life?
Maybe.
Yeah.
You always have a woman slightly off camera.
Always.
Telling you what to do, what not to do, what you're going to talk about, what you ain't going to talk about.
God, what a great point. And I love it that way. That's how I like it. So do I.
You wear ratty clothes?
Yeah.
God. The only thing you don't have is the track record.
That's right. Other than success.
Yes.
Ratty clothes, awkward personality, most people dislike.
Don't really belong on social media.
No.
Don't know what I'm doing in that world. Woman always just to my left telling me exactly what to do. What a great point. Yeah. I really.
Maybe you could write a book, Belichick and Me.
I identify with Bill Belichick. Most of the things I say, nobody cares about.
Yeah. Yeah.
He didn't go to your school, but he pretends to.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I am Bill Belichick. Jeez. Very similar. Very similar. That's a great point. It's no wonder that I'm totally into this.